You say your name is Sleaze?
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hi, my name is Sleeve, and you're listening to Bonersode number 17 for August 9th, 2019. Thank you, Dr. Tom Servo, for producing this Bonersode. Best damn doctor in the business, as far as I'm concerned. Today, I use an idea that just shouldn't have worked, but it did, and I'm still in disbelief. Anyway, why am I wasting your time? Let's go already. Hi, Doris?
Yes?
Hi, Doris. It's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Who is it?
It's your neighbor, Sleeve, from down the street.
Why don't I know you?
Oh, I don't...
Oh, is your wife Gail?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling because I was wondering what your favorite food is.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, nutrition is... has been a strong part of my life. One thing I will say, I don't know about favorite food, but I really use a lot of turmeric, wheat germ, and ground flaxseed in a lot of my food. My favorite food, I don't eat very much red meat, but
oh, that's good.
I think it's moderation is the key to everything.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, I'm a scientist, and down in my lab in the basement, I actually am growing a clone of you, and it's still in the tank right now, but tomorrow it's probably going to be fully grown, and, you know, I'm going to need to know what to feed it.
Oh, my gracious goodness.
You know, because...
Okay, I'll tell you, I'll share something with you.
Okay.
For I would say, 15 years or more, I have had the same breakfast. And our primary care, both to my husband and myself, he's been so amazed at...
Old woman story mode activated.
With the lab reports. You know, you have it a week before your wellness check. That he said, what is your diet? So I said, moderation. So he said, what do you have for breakfast? And I told him that I have it at least 5 to 6 days a week. And he said, that's the key. Let me write it down and share it with my patients.
Yeah.
And so that's how I start out my day. And this is what it is. It's Nature Path granola with pumpkin and flaxseed. It's a teaspoon of wheat germ, a teaspoon of ground flaxseed. It's also, I mix the Nature One granola with Fiber One original cereal.
So yeah, that'll help you poop.
Granola's higher in calories, so I put the... that for the fiber. Then after the flaxseed wheat germ, I use sliced bananas and blueberries. And
oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
The doctor swears that is.
So I'll need to run out. I'll need to run out to the grocery store and buy all that stuff because this thing's going to be born tomorrow, and you know it'll be hungry and everything when it comes out of the tank.
Oh my gracious, that's interesting, and I find it especially interesting after my walk in Sabino today, where I met a Hispanic couple with two little boys.
Oh, that's racist.
And we became very friendly because there was a whole parade of javelina that we had to wait for. And when we got back to the Ramada, she said, oh, I want to take your picture because I give inspirational talks in Mexico. And I want you the picture with your neck brace on, and I want to highlight this morning with you. And I thought that was pretty much of a compliment. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
But I do want to share with you and Gail, yesterday I walked out on my patio, and I saw a great big deer. a female deer big out in the back, and then it kind of hopped away toward the back of my house down toward Tenerife's. And, you know, I left a message with Tenerife because when we drive, we cannot afford to have that dashing across in front of us.
Something's got to be done about that.
Yeah. Okay. I hope I was able to help you out, but you're welcome to call me anytime.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, also, you don't happen to have, like, any spare clothes, do you? Because, you know, I don't really have any clothing for this clone of you.
Oh, gosh, it's that big?
Well, yeah, it's a full-grown woman, you know. I mean, it's an exact replica of you.
How in the world did you just have it as a project and...
Yeah, well, I collected, you know, your genetic material. I got it off your doorknob. And, yeah, you know, I just put it in a Petri dish.
Oh, my gosh. And then you are a scientist.
Yeah, and I...
But I think I probably... What type of clothing?
Well, anything that you would wear, you know, because this clone, it's the exact same height and weight and everything. It's just an exact replica of you. So,
oh, God.
So, yeah, you know, as soon as it comes out of the...
You want, like, shorts and a top?
Yeah, just, you know, everything, you know, underwear and socks, whatever you would wear, you know, because I didn't think far enough ahead. Like, I started growing this clone of you, but I didn't realize, oh, I'm going to have to feed it and clothe it and all that stuff.
That is amazing. I just wish our son-in-law, he was married to our daughter for 12 years, and then he ended up marrying a friend of hers. But he would just be, and my husband, they will just be flabbergasted. This is fun.
Yeah, this is the first ever fully developed human clone. And
well, how in the world is it because of my neck brace, or how did you make the decision?
Oh, I just picked at random. You know, I just went up to your doorknob in the middle of the night, and I just scraped some of your DNA off of it, and like I said, I put it in a Petri dish. And then I transferred it into an axolotl tank. And, you know, it's been growing in there for a few weeks.
Oh, my gosh, you're unbelievable. Isn't Gail afraid to be married to you?
Nah. You know, I mean, it's down in the basement, so I keep it, you know, secret from her.
Separated.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, wait. You need a bra also.
Oh, yeah. Definitely need bras. And,
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, bra, underwear, a top. Shorts. What about socks?
Yeah, socks and shoes.
Okay.
And
but nothing other than that.
Yeah, that'll get me started at least, you know, because I don't want to be sitting here talking to a naked clone, because I'm going to have to teach it, you know, like it's a physical clone of you
I
and everything.
I wish my husband could hear this conversation. Okay, so Mondays I'm usually out. What time tomorrow do you need all this?
Well, the clone is going to be born tomorrow at about 1 p.m., so about 24 hours from now.
Okay.
So we got plenty of time to meet up and...
Okay, now is it something you want me to leave a bag of it on the front porch, or do you want to...
Oh, yeah.
I usually...
That would be great.
What?
That would be great if you could just leave it on my porch.
Okay, because I probably won't get home. I'll be at Utah Park all day, and then I'll get home around 5 tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, would you mind, because like I said, it's a physical, you know, fully grown woman and everything, an exact clone of you, but it's not going to have, like, you know, your memories, or it doesn't even, like, it won't even know how to speak at first, you know, like, you don't have to teach it how to write and read and all that stuff. And I was thinking maybe you could work with it.
Okay. I don't have much time anymore, but... Well, it sounds like with your efforts, I need to cooperate, but we'll be in touch with that. And
okay.
This is fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great, you know.
But how would you know the weight and everything?
Oh, you know, it's all based off of your genetic code, you know, so it replicated it perfectly, you know, science.
Because you know what's interesting? When I became ill a year ago, I really didn't have much time to eat, but I've gained about 8 pounds just because I'm not burning the calories like I used to.
Yeah.
But I'm still very, very active. But this clone does not know I'm active.
Right. Yeah. The clone doesn't have any of your memories yet. You know, like that's what I was kind of hoping you'd work with it and kind of teach it and all that. And
okay.
And, you know, at some point, like it'll get to the point where you can send this clone if you don't want to go to something, like if there's some kind of boring, I don't know, meeting or something you're supposed to be at, you can just send the clone in your place and no one will know the difference.
Okay, well, you're going to have to help me with that other part of it, because this would be...
Yeah, we're going to be working closely together for the next, you know, probably several months at least, you and I.
Okay,
You're going to be my assistant, you know? And your name's going to be published, like, in all the scientific journals.
Oh, well, you know, I went through something like that with one of my tests.
Oh, here we go.
I don't even remember what it was, but... The whole story was published in a journal through the University of Arizona, but it didn't name my name.
Hmm.
But I can't even remember what it was. And they found out that it was a turmeric dietary supplement that was affecting my lab report. And I went through a year of them doing biopsies and then trying to establish what was elevating this lipid.
Yeah.
And then they finally found out that it was a turmeric dietary supplement, but I can use the turmeric in my cooking because it's natural.
Right.
But it was the dietary supplements that I was resisting. Okay, that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting off track. But yeah,
thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate all your help. And yeah, if you just leave that bag out there, you know, tomorrow morning or whatever, I'll...
Well, I am really a busy lady. It's amazing how busy I am, but...
this clone will be able to help you.
You just call her,
you know?
And we'll work, you know, when you're available to see if we can...
Yeah.
Make this a reality. It's
also the clone's going to need, you know... We're going to have to potty train it, you know, because it's like a newborn, you know, like it's a fully grown version of you, but it doesn't know how to wipe or, you know, use the toilet, you know, just all the basic things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, you know, you just teach it just like you would a newborn, you know, just, you know, show it the toilet and hope for the best, I guess. I don't know. It's probably going to be peeing and pooping all over my lab for a while, but we'll work it out.
Well, what about when I have it? I can't have it peeing and pooping all over the house.
Oh, that's why we got to work quickly to get this thing potty trained, because, yeah, otherwise it's definitely going to just be pooping all over your living room.
I can't have that. Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, well, we'll talk again soon, Doris.
I'll leave that out.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. What the hell?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Roger.
Yeah?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve, from down the street.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I was just calling because, you know, I'm a scientist, and I was growing a clone of you in my lab. And tomorrow it's due to be born, and I was just wondering if you could tell me, like, what kinds of things I should feed it? Like, what's your favorite food and all that?
Oh, I'm sorry, what kind of animal?
I'm growing a clone of you down in my laboratory, like an exact physical replica of you.
Oh, me? Why?
Oh, you know, just for science. And it's going to be the world's first fully developed human clone, but I don't know what to feed it. It's going to be coming out of the tank tomorrow at about 12 o'clock.
I'm confused.
What was that noise? It sounded like you let out a huge fart in the background.
How about now?
That's better. So, yeah, anyways, I just need to know what kind of things I should feed it.
Okay, so you are my neighbor.
Yeah, I'm just about 5 houses down the road from you.
What's your address?
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of private, but I'm on Paseo, just like you.
Okay. And you say you make a crone out of me?
Yeah, a crone. And it's, you know, it looks exactly like you, same height and weight, everything.
And why did you choose me?
Well, it was just kind of at random, you know, like A few weeks ago, I went over to your house in the middle of the night, and I scraped some of your genetic material off your doorknob. And, you know, I just put that in a petri dish. And once it got big enough, I transferred it into an axolotl tank. And now it's going to be born tomorrow.
This is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's a modern scientific marvel, you know? Like, you're going to probably be interviewed by, you know, in the media. You're going to have the press showing up all over your lawn and everything. Or,
what?
You know, outside your house.
I don't want all this.
Well, I mean, your name's going to be published in all the scientific journals, so you're going to be like a minor celebrity.
Wait a minute. This is just so weird.
But, well, that's not that weird. You know, it's science. You know, it's 2019. Things are moving at the speed of
light. How can you clone a human being?
It was pretty easy. You know, I just, like I said, I just scraped some of your genetic material and, you know,
How do you got my genetic material?
I scraped it off your doorknob.
Wow, but so many people, you know, use the doorknob, right?
Yeah, but I was able to isolate it, you know, because I have a genetic resequencer machine. I was able to just pick out your, you know, sample and go from there.
This is so strange.
But yeah, I just need to know what I should feed it. And also, do you have, like, any spare clothing, you know, like shirts and pants and things you don't need anymore? Because...
No, this is very strange. Yeah. I don't know why, I mean, this is so strange.
Yeah, well, it's not that strange, you know, like, it's just going to be an exact replica of you, no big deal.
A living replica?
A what?
A living replica?
Oh, yeah, living, yeah, absolutely, yeah, fully, you know, grown, breathing adult. It'll get hungry and sweat and poop and, you know, all the usual stuff.
I never heard of this. This can be done.
Well,
I don't get it.
Well, you wouldn't have heard of it because it's brand new. Like I said, this is the very first time in history that a human has been cloned. So I'm going to be rich and famous, and you'll probably just be famous, you know, because you're not getting any of the money.
But yeah, I don't want to be famous. I don't want the publicity.
Well, you know, you better get used to it.
This is so weird, I guess.
But you should also know that, you know, this is going to piss off a lot of the Christian fundamentalist types, because they're going to think it's like, you know, an affront to God and all that, so
but
you're also probably...
Let me ask you, don't you need permission to do this kind of thing from me?
I mean, it's kind of a gray area, you know, there's no laws against scraping DNA off doorknobs, so... But yeah, you're probably going to get a bunch of hate mail from the religious wackos, you know?
Yeah, so that means you're going to put my life in danger?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you might want to move. But other than that, you'll be fine, you know?
No. Oh, my God, this is just so strange. This is the strangest thing I ever heard.
But, you know, like, once I have this thing, you know, fully developed and everything, like, once I teach it how to read and write and function in society, you'll be able to use it, you know? Like, you can send it to work or... You know, to have it, like, run errands for you.
What? This must be a joke.
Oh, no, this is no joke. This is serious matter. You can come over and see it if you want. It's just down in my lab.
Where do you live?
I'm just a little down the road from you on Paseo.
This is just so strange. So what is your address? Paseo.
Yep, that's the one.
Dad!
Hey, who's that in the background? Who is that yelling in the background?
It's nothing. But this is just so I need to talk to my wife. This is very strange.
Well, tell your wife to just shut up. Just tell her to get back in the kitchen.
No, let me.
Hey, but you never answered my question, so what kind of food should I feed this thing?
I don't know. I don't want to answer any question because this is so weird and so strange. Maybe this is just a big joke. It can't be true.
No, it's definitely true. You can come over and see it. Like I said, tomorrow at noon, it's going to be born. It's a sterile It's a sterile lab, though, so you have to put on like a suit, you know, like one of those sterile suits.
Okay, I have to go.
Where are you going?
I have to think about this, okay? It's very strange.
Hey, bye. And, hey, one more thing. Like, to fully develop it and everything, it's going to need to have sex with your wife.
Oh, my goodness. This is such a joke. Okay.
No. It's no joke. It, you know, it won't mature if it doesn't have sex.
No. Okay. Goodbye.
It needs to experience, you know, love. I hope you enjoyed that old lady's rambling in the first call as much as I did. If not, direct your bullshit complaining to Dr. Tom Servo. I'm sure he'll prescribe you a good shoe to the pants. Thank you, Tom, and thanks everyone for your generosity. Bye.
This is like a crackpot call. Goodbye.